EBC, welcome back to the It's Now Time podcast. No opportunities wasted. I believe we have a good one for you today. I hope you've been enjoying the podcast. Let's get right into day 15. Today's title is Delayed But Not Denied. Delayed But Not Denied. Our scripture is found in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. It says, "Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." I love that portion of scripture. I like how it starts by saying, "Now this is the confidence that we have in him." This is the confidence we have. That word confidence conveys something, and it conveys something about your prayer life, that you can be confident that he hears you, so that you don't approach him hoping that he hears you. You can approach him with the confidence that if you ask anything according to his will, he hears us. This is good news for us as followers of Jesus, that God hears our prayers. At some point in time, you likely wondered, does God even hear me? We are delayed sometimes, but not denied. We do not like being delayed. When you're waiting for a friend, you're trying to pick somebody up, and they're causing you to be late, that makes you angry. When you're going through a drive-thru, and they mess up your order, and you have to go back in to get the food, that makes you hangry. Is that what they call it? We do not like delays. It's so difficult sometimes when we're waiting on God to respond and we're delayed. Because we feel like we've done everything right. Maybe during this fast you felt that way. I'm attending church. I'm reading my Bible. I'm doing everything that I'm supposed to be doing. I'm fasting and praying, and the answer has yet to come. God, why am I still delayed? But you can be encouraged that you may be delayed, but you are not denied. The Bible says this in Psalm chapter 34, verse 15, "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry." This assurance can be found throughout the Bible, that God is attentive to the cries of his children. In Jeremiah 33:3, God encourages us to call out to him, assuring, "Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you the great and unsearchable things that you do not know." Delayed but not denied. Maybe on day 15, you have been fasting and praying. I've been hearing from people who are, this is their first time going on extended fast, and they're waiting for an answer. I promise you this, God is doing something in the supernatural world that you cannot see. We've focused many different times in this series on Daniel and in Daniel's prayer times, and I want to focus on it again because it is a core foundational principle to your time of fasting, that Daniel's prayer was heard 21 days earlier before the answer came, but there was opposition that the angel would face from the prince of Persia. You may have been delayed, but you have not been denied. Keep pushing forward. This 21 days is not a promise that at the 21-day mark you are going to get exactly what you've been asking for, but you can know that if you ask anything according to his will, he hears you. And I promise you this, he responds. He responds. God's delays, as seen in Daniel's stories, are not denials. The invisible world may be engaged in a spiritual battle, but it is on your behalf every time you pray. Ephesians 6, verse 12 reinforces this. It says, "Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Meaning that there is an ongoing battle, but on the other side of this, you win. When you fast and you pray and you come before God, don't be discouraged by a delay, because that provision is coming on the other side. That nourishment for your body, like in that story I told, it's coming on the other side. God hears your prayers and he responds. Your now time is still happening in a delay. Let me say that again. Your now time is still happening in a delay. Do not allow the enemy to convince you that it is not now time because you have been delayed in looking for the answer that you're waiting on. Don't miss your calling today while you wait for God's response. Don't miss your calling today while you wait for God's response. His answer may be delayed, but you have not been denied. I hope this encourages you today, and I believe that as we continue to fast and pray over these next 6 days together, there are answers coming. There is nourishment coming. There is provision coming. There is supernatural breakthrough coming. God bless you. Have a great day. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.